3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. I'm just going to weigh in on this very quickly. Now, I love Publix, but what was just reported there by Sarah Huffman could be three of the dumbest stories I've heard in the last year. Not because of Sarah, but because of Publix. Well, we're going to have an express lane, but you can have 10,000 items. Explain to me, seriously, riddle me this, Publix Meisters. How am I supposed to utilize a, quote, express lane in an express fashion if there's no limitation on the number of items that the folks in front of me can put up on the conveyor belt? That's not an express. The whole point of express is that there's a limit. You know why? So that people move quickly through the line. If you're only allowed to have 10 items and you have 80 items, you're not allowed in the express lane. Now, I know there's math involved here, and I'm not a math person, but I'm just telling you flat out, if all of a sudden everybody can have any damn number of items they want, it's no longer an express lane, it's just a lane. Or we're just changing the signs, Jeff. We're not going to have a limit, but there's still going to be express lanes. Okay. Well, you know what? Then I am going to walk around with my own sign that says, buy one, get one free. And I'm just going to put it on the shelf where I want to buy one and get one free. You can't do that. Sure I can. I mean, if you're just pulling crap out of your ass, I mean, your ear, and saying it's an express lane, but there's no limits, then I'm here to say this stuff is on sale because I said so. That is just so flippin' stupid. And again, I love Publix. As far as big supermarket chains go, I mean, look, I'm a Tom Leonard's guy. I was Stu Leonard's guy when I lived up north. But aside from that, I'm telling you, for the big chains, I'm a Publix guy. I think that's the Floridian in us. That's just absurd. Anyway, hey, very happy National Radio Day for what that's worth. You know, Brian Maloney is an amazingly talented radio broadcaster, amongst other things. And I'll bet you even Brian, who knows everything about everything, had forgotten that today was National Radio Day, because I know I sure had. Brian, welcome, my friend.
Yeah, it's national. You're really lucky if you're still working in radio day.
Well, even that's subject to interpretation sometimes. You know what I mean? Brian, I want to talk about all the things that are important to talk about. But before we get to that, we have spent a couple of moments here with people sharing some of their own personal favorites, some of their own personal memories in the arena of talk radio. I mentioned you along with the other greats. Who would you, as you talk about your history and you look at your adventures in radio, who are some of the folks you always enjoyed?
Oh, you mean to work with or to...
Because we both know that the list of people that were enjoyable to work with is somewhere between zero and zero. No, I mean listen to. Just listen to.
Well, I did enjoy... every time I was at a news station, I would make friends with the curmudgeonly news anchor, you know, who'd usually been there for 50 years or whatever, because there was one at every station. That guy always knew everything about the new community I was moving into.
Yes.
Some of these guys were just so colorful. Yes. And when I went to Reno, Nevada, this guy, Dick DeWitt, he had been the anchor for a million years. He was from the Midwest, but he came after the Korean War. He ended up in Reno, Nevada somehow. He was a TV anchor, but then he was a radio guy, and he was crazy. The guy was nuts, and he would do things on the air just to generate complaint calls. Like he would purposely mispronounce the various town names.
Yeah. Oh.
just so that the boss would have to fend off all the angry calls.
Yeah, I love it.
He would just do things to rattle people, you know. He didn't care. The guy just did not care. So I did have fun working with those kind of guys.
Okay.
But I don't think they exist anymore.
No, you know, look, our news director, Charles Pyle, you hear his newscast as we're introducing you. Very talented guy, great reporter. He does know where all the bodies are buried and who put them there. But he's not a cranky, curmudgeonly sort of a guy. He's like a lovable little fuzzball, so he doesn't make your list either. All right. Brian Maloney, Media Equalizer, let's talk about what is or is not happening with these upcoming elections. You and I are on the same side of, I think, everything. So are you feeling hopeful at all about these midterms?
Yeah, I'm feeling fine because, you know, I keep every day there's some new poll that shows, you know, we're this many points behind or whatever. But the polls have been extremely inaccurate this year so far, as we've seen those upper Midwest races where, you know, this Democrat or that Democrat was ahead by 22 points, and then on election night they lose. You know, it's the polls have been trash.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, normally this would be a year where we'd be in pretty big trouble. You know, just by historical standards, you know, when you're the incumbent president, you usually lose seats in the midterm. That's been going on for 100 years. But I think the Democrats are scaring the pants off of people with some of the candidates they put forward, and all of this socialism, you know, communism, DSA stuff is scaring people. So I think, you know, a lot of it is their own party is in this internal disarray, and it's helping us. Okay. So I hate to make excuses for the Republicans in Congress, who I don't think they're doing anything to win these elections at all. And I'm very frustrated and angered. But, you know, it's the same old rhinos that we have to deal with every time.
Yep.
You know, they're not really trying to win this election. I think they're trying to throw it. You know, they don't really like being in power. You know, they like being in the minority. It's easier. They're lazy, you know, but they don't advocate anything.
Right.
But we do have some good candidates running in these various states. So okay. That's what I'm rooting for. Not the clowns that are in the Senate that are pretending Mitch McConnell's still alive. You know, not that. It's these people out there who are pounding the pavement.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the...
Tell me what you're looking at. So I just came back. I was in Florida for a week, and I am... you know, it's the land of my people, Brian. I am destined to go there at some point. So I look at it.
I see, you mean you're not coming back up to New England?
Good Lord, man. I love you more than life itself, but no.
I wouldn't recommend anyone moving up here ever.
No. No, ain't gonna happen. No, but I look at Byron Donalds, who to me seems to be a pretty solid guy. I look at some of the other folks throughout the state of Florida. I look at some of the pickups that are going to happen with the Republicans, and then I look at the assorted clowns on the Democrat side, and I'm thinking those Democrats have either helped Republicans greatly or, I don't know. I think they've just helped Republicans greatly. Is that the right analysis there with these socialists?
Well, that, and we got rid of a lot of riffraff in the primaries this year, not only in Florida, but in other states, you know, in Texas and Louisiana. We got rid of a lot of dead weight in the primaries. You know, people were paying attention. So we've got a stronger candidate roster. The other thing is Florida, you know, say what you want about Ron DeSantis, but he cleaned up Florida. I mean, he really cleaned up that state politically. Sure. Did you notice how they had all the ballots count on Tuesday night? You know, I mean, you had all the results in a couple hours, right?
Yep.
And you had 99% counted within about 3 hours. No nonsense in Florida at all. Nothing like California counting for 6 weeks.
That's right.
None of that.
That's right. That's exactly
I mean,
right.
You got to look at that and say, you know what? I mean, it can be done. Florida's a big state.
Yeah.
How come they can count it all in 3 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, they did a great job, and it is fascinating to see what's happening there. What about some of the other races we should be looking at? You know, here in Virginia, I hate to say it, but the reality is there's a lack of enthusiasm on the part of many Republicans. I just heard about a very big Republican event, or it should have been a very big Republican event, that got canceled because they said, you know what, nobody is even interested in getting a ticket to come to this. And I thought, man, that says a lot.
Well, that's really sad. I mean, you know, that's how you get Spamburger,
yep.
And that's how you keep creatures like her in
yeah.
power.
Yeah.
You know, that's how you do it, is through apathy and not voting and not going to events. And you got a chance to get rid of Senator Warner with a great Republican candidate.
Yep.
You know, and people should be working at it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know, I guess I know the Democrats try to discourage everybody, but you got to go out there and fight anyway.
Exactly.
You really do.
Yep.
So, but yeah, in terms of candidates, I mean, we've got great candidates. I mean, we've got great candidates all over. I mean, you know, even in California, you get Steve Hilton,
mm-hmm.
Who I think should be, you know, running a lot harder, running a lot more aggressively. But I mean, he's running against a you know, Obama Biden era nightmare, this Javier Becerra idiot.
Yep.
And, you know, I mean, we've got great people in a lot of places, and we got rid of a lot of, you know, we got rid of John Cornyn.
Yep.
You got rid of Senator Cassidy.
Yep.
You got rid of Senator Tom Tillis. I mean, we've got, you know, it's one of the more productive primary years I can remember ever.
Interesting.
We got rid of some dead weight in Florida Tuesday.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
We ended up with stronger candidates. People chose well.
Yeah.
You can really feel good about who we're running this year. Really can. So,
okay.
I mean, I don't, you know, so I guess I'm not feeling, I'm not letting these polls.
Good.
One poll I saw, well, I was on News Nation this morning and they were asking me about that. Yeah. Is this what you're referring to? This generic ballot, congressional ballot that shows Democrats like 9 points ahead. Is that what you were talking about?
Only 9 points? I thought it was 90 points.
Yeah, 90. I forgot. 90.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, those never matter anyway, because the generic isn't what's on your ballot. You know, what's
that's
on your ballot is your member of Congress. I mean,
that's right.
You know, that's number one. The other thing that, the other component of that poll, though, that I found interesting is that Marco Rubio is running ahead of J.D. Vance
mm-hmm.
in the next presidential contest in terms of who we might nominate.
Right.
I found that really interesting, and I think that might be true. So I realize that's not what's in front of us in 2 months.
Yeah.
But, you know, the day the midterm elections are over in November, the next day, we're on to the presidential stuff,
that's
basically.
Right. You're absolutely right. And there's, you know, I love the president, President Trump. But the reality, you and I both know, we've been around the block a time or two. There is nobody more of a lame duck than a lame duck president in his second term after those midterm. That's it, man. People aren't going to show up at the White House for parties. I'll be like, I got to go update my LinkedIn. You know, I'm out of here.
Yeah, well, that's absolutely true. So, but the bottom line is, you know, Republicans have a big decision to make. And that, to me, I think Marco Rubio has been the star. I really do. I think Marco has been the leader. He has really shown that he can handle all the big stuff.
Yeah.
And I think people realize that, you know, these memes that you see with Marco wearing a different uniform or hat, you know, every time something happens. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot there that's true. So to me, I hope Marco runs. I just don't think J.D. Vance has shown the maturity needed.
Yes.
And I don't think he's hung out with the kind of crowd that a future president should hang around with. You know,
I
don't think you should be hanging around with Tucker Carlson. I don't think you should be. I don't think you should be palling around with him.
No, I agree with you completely. Brian Maloney, the Media Equalizer, I appreciate you being here. Brian joins us every Friday Eve, all sorts of great stuff, and it was really wonderful to get his perspective. We'll talk more about how you happen to be feeling regarding the midterms. We are being told consistently now, if you're a Republican, you're a conservative, blah, 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 just hang your head. It's all over for you. It's done. It's done. Democrats are taking everything. They're going to take your mouthwash, and that's it, that's it, that's it. I got news for you. I happen to believe that it's not over, although if you are part of the President Trump team, you're already starting to see some folks exit the White House, because it's what happens 2 years in with any presidential administration, but especially the second term, people start leaving. So I think we're going to see some changes. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.